Oh, God, yes. Oh, welcome to Porn Star Life Coach, everybody. I wasn't even touching myself yet. Here, wait, because the microphone has to catch us in here. Now it's going in the right place. I'm Nikki Hunter. Welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. This is part of the Julie Land universe. Oh, hi, and I'm joined here by my dear girlfriend. Touch it. It's really good. Touch it. Oh, yeah. Allison Moore is here with me. And this is an episode all about the Hitachi. Guys, I am so sorry.
If you never want to have sex again.
We're okay. Men, we apologize. We have found something out there that does equate. I'm not going to say better than.
No.
But it definitely equates to a penis, a cock, a dick, and Hitachi all walked into a bar and,
and I know how this ends.
Right? One said, "Where's the outlet on the wall?" And I promise you that for the rest of my life, that my bed will never be farther away from an outlet
ever
than my Hitachi can reach. That's just the way it is.
You have something against extension cords?
I went to Devin Lee's house in Marcus London, and I was like, shit, she has like a drawer full of Hitachis. I'm like, if they're burnt out, just throw them away, honey.
Wow. Yeah. I've got two. Well, how many do you have?
I have one. All and then right. When it dies, I'm going to cry. Aww. I'll bury it. I'll give it a good death. Good burial.
This is like the only toy that will get an honorary like 21 gun salute.
I just want to see you walking around in black and like a veil in mourning.
I'll buy it a star. Exactly. Name it Hitachi.
But she'll be in mourning for a week.
She can't. So and I'll be like, time. Okay, I need a new one.
She can't work.
I love you.
She's in mourning.
It really is. A girl in
sorry,
Hitachi.
I can't accept that boy girl seeing him in mourning.
I'm actually upset that porn does not include more Hitachis in it.
And I did an Hitachi only scene for my website. Me and Devin Lee just sat there and went at it.
Fuck yeah.
We Marcus London is like, this is so hot in his fucking accent. I can't even do it.
Well, you need, you real, need to so watch hot. JulieLand.com a little more often.
You use a lot of Hitachis in your porn.
Yes, I do.
I'll come and just
I, and it's Hitachi. Really good, especially
cause and I use it while they sit back and relax. I always tell girls all the time, you can do the work or I can do it for you. What do you want? And
then what do you want?
Enjoyed. I saw a scene and I forget who it was. I think it was Lexi Bell maybe, that you had the camera and the mic right next to her face and she was laying down and she was playing with herself. So you heard the humming of the Hitachi in the background. But you saw her face and you saw her breathing was like extra loud and it was really hot.
That was
she is really hot.
Yeah, that was Tristan, I think. But I've done we just did it recently with Rena Sky, where Ash Hollywood and I tied up Rena and played with her.
That is so
made her
hot.
Smile. Made her smile. Gave her like seven orgasms.
I bet it did.
Yeah, I love my Hitachi. I just can go over and over and over.
I love the Hitachi. The Hitachi will make me squirt if I'm going for squirting. A lot of times they're like, oh, well, what will make you squirt? I'm like, well, you know.
Not a cock, but a toy will.
A Hitachi.
So, I want to start off here. First of all, ladies, then let me ask a question here. When did you first discover the Hitachi? How old? And where was it at? And how did you discover it?
It was porn. Porn. Yeah.
Not that long ago.
It was porn. A lot of women have learned to get the Hitachi when I was doing radio because I would talk about it so much. Before porn, I was addicted to the Doc Johnson bullet on a string.
Yep.
Problem is that bullet, you know, and I would hold it to myself. I pulled the string out so many times. Like I went through at least 20 of them. I was buying one every other month.
Yeah, that's so funny because like, I had this one toy from Adam and Eve, same thing.
Yeah, it was like the bullet on a string, and then you had like your multi levels on the side. But I used it every single time, and it only lasted for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then it would die, or you'd be going for it, and then it'd be going.
What? That's a lot of burials.
I think I finally threw like the garbage men must have wondered what they ran into when they saw all of these sex toys in the garbage at once.
My dog chews my toys, and then I'm like, God damn it! Now I gotta get another one.
No, that's not okay.
I'm like, what the fuck, Jax? You ate another anal toy. He's like, I'm sorry, Mom. Like, my ass must just be that good.
I can see the dog running around the house with a dildo in its mouth as opposed to a bone.
One of the rubber butt plugs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he had my rubber butt plugs. Why do they like their chew toys? I don't understand. I'm like, so dude, good. I like my clear ass bullet. I love vibrating ass toys.
It's so funny.
And he chewed it up. And then, like, the second one, he chewed it up. I'm like, motherfucker, you sleep in the garage now.
That's right.
He's jealous. He's jealous.
Put it in your bedside drawer. That's it, where I keep my Hitachi.
I was just unhappy with him for a long time.
I bet. Those things are fucking expensive, too. Yeah, you open up my bedside drawer, and this is what you'll find. You'll see a little pink, fluffy pillowcase with a zipper on it. And hanging out of that zipper, you'll see a cord that goes out down to the side, which remains
Mommy,
plugged in
this?
By my bed. It's a back massager.
It's a back massager, baby.
By my bedside. It's back massager.
You got a sore back, don't you?
Back massager.
Back problem
very
for
sore.
Years.
Foot massager next, okay? Every other part, forget about it. You never saw it in your life.
Oh, I don't even want to go into those stories.
I know, right? You don't know
Is
what
that
you
your
just saw.
Mommy?
It doesn't exist. No, and then if you go inside my little like suitcase thing or my little pillowcase, you will find my glass toys. Now, when I masturbate myself, I can't just get off with Hitachi alone. I don't like just having clitoral stimulation. I actually
like
to be fucked.
Something inside her. I see. I like just the Hitachi.
Hitachi on the inside.
I want to get fucked first. Come good, fuck getting fucked by my husband, and then I want to go into my little serene place, close the door. This is my guest room, which is my I fuck myself room.
All right. Is that like the sign on the door?
Yes.
I fuck myself. Little, thank you, husband.
Is there a little red light that goes on in session?
No,
don't bother me.
But my kids know that that's mommy's room. That's
is there
mommy's
a sock
room.
on the handle of door ties
wow.
on it?
No,
don't bother
just,
me.
Just a hat. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but then I go and I go to my quiet place and I do my thing and usually like 30 seconds to, sometimes it could be 5 minutes later. I'm like, oh God, that was so great. And then I go, you know.
And then you're okay. Then you got to have your two though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, then you go out and have some Cocoa Puffs.
The Hitachi orgasm is different than the fucking orgasm.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, because it will take you to a whole different level. The way that it, to explain a woman's orgasm on
but then
all the
can
different
you,
levels.
Can you get an orgasm from anal sex?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Of course you
is
can.
Is that different?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Women's orgasms can range from to holy shit, I think heaven just came and fell on earth. Like
there is a God and he is right there in my clit. Exactly.
And he is in my vagina.
It is glorious.
Ooh, hallelujah. No,
makes you believe in God, right?
There have been some mind.
It's my
blowing.
Vagina.
Like
me
like,
too.
I have had orgasms where I will cry. Like my whole body.
My eyes are wide.
No, I will literally go into hysterics and they're like, why are you crying? I don't know.
Like it's so good.
It's so good. And the guy is going, what the fuck is going on? Like, shut up. God. I just had an awesome orgasm. Enjoy it.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I'm the same way. Don't touch me.
Back away from the bed. Go to your room.
Well, you're just like, I'm not, but then there's sometimes you're like, okay, that was a really difficult one. Like, you had to squeeze it out. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're going for, you're like, God damn it, why is this orgasm so difficult?
The worst is when you're on set and it's one of those days where you're working with someone and you have to do all the work. It's like, they're like, okay, time for a climax. You're like, oh, fuck, really? Like, have it been 40 minutes already?
Like, 40 minutes.
It's been like, and you fucking 4 hours in my life.
Like, my, I feel like I just went through like an aerobic exercise class, and my like, vagina climax, is taking
right,
a nap.
This is gonna be a fucking fake one for you today.
Do you ever do? Do you ever do scenes? Would you do? Is what about like a guy fucking you at the same time using the Hitachi?
I think that's best with the anal.
Yeah.
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 I used to make that my go-to position for when I just wanted to have an orgasm, where the guy would fuck me and I would be like, I like the prone doggy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, prone doggy. Get behind me and just fuck me.
Right.
You hold on to me and I'll hold my Hitachi right here and I'll just fucking come.
Right.
Right.
And when, usually it gets them off too, which is great. Because then it's like, great, thanks. I can roll over. Yeah,
because my ass clenches and my pussy clenches and it's just like fucking tight. And it's like, oh my God. And that's nice because you don't have to worry about anything but just pleasure at that point. There's no worried about like, I'm getting you off, you're getting me off, blah, blah, blah.
And it's just no game. So like, what about, STD free, the Hitachi.
Do you ever let a guy use the Hitachi on you where you can just kick back and relax?
No, they don't know the pressure.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about giving instructions?
I've done it restrained, where I was restrained and they used Hitachi on me.
I've seen that on kink.com stuff.
Yeah, I can get to squirting that way, but it's not a full-blown orgasm because for a woman to have a full-blown orgasm, there has to be a certain amount of relaxation in her brain. You have to be able to let go. And when you're feeling restrained or because somebody else has you, you can squeeze out like an orgasm, or you can have that squirting orgasm where your body's so clenched that you really don't.
And there's all that pressure.
Right. You don't get the full like release. But an Hitachi will bring you to that point of like overstimulation really fast. Yeah, so you don't relax and then it's almost painful.
Yeah.
So yeah,
the first time I squirted, it was like, oh my God, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then I would go into the bathroom and do it by myself.
And then I'll
because it was the cleanest, you know?
It's true.
Fucking sheets, Gavin, clean that
shit.
Yeah,
you don't want to be squirting in bed.
No. Because
bathtub is the same
my rule
spot.
Is whoever makes the wet spot sleeps in the wet spot.
Absolutely.
It's my rule. It's been that forever.
I will be like, wait, I'm going to squirt. And like, be pulled back. It's like, no. Hang on.
We're not doing the plastic sheets tonight.
And you have to be prepared for that because you have to clean up afterwards. Yeah. Sorry.
So I used to put like 4 or 5 towels.
Yeah, towels down. Yep. But Hitachi will help me squirt better, but that's still not the mind-blowing orgasm. When, like I was telling you about this earlier, Allison, when I like to masturbate with my partner in bed.
Listen, this is hot. Pay very close attention because our voice is about to get sexy.
Oh, God. I will. When I get in the mood and I just want to come really fast because I can come within like 3 minutes and I'm so easy, I'm done. I'll lay on my side. So I always have to be on my left side. I don't know why. Here's the little secrets of Nikki Hunter. I have to be on my left side and I'll get underneath the crook of his arm. And so I can feel his chest and I start nuzzling and I'd like do this little, I do this little.
She just did the motion and I was just like, oh my God, that's so funny.
And then I do this little, I actually start to nibble on him. Like I'll bite his clothes or I'll bite his chest. I'll be like, and I do this suck in and then I'm touching my body and then I take my Hitachi and I put it down there. I don't turn it on yet because I start to play with myself. Like I really romance myself when I'm
she gets it all worked up.
I really do.
Foreplay.
I'm worked
and
up.
And I'm not kidding. Like within 4 minutes.
She's doing
too,
but all
like,
this.
It's like foreplay though. Like it's like your own personal foreplay. Like,
it is. And so this is what happens. He'll grab me and he'll grab my tit and then caress to my throat. And then he won't squeeze yet, but he'll just grab my throat and be like, fuck yourself for me. And I go, and I take my glass toy that I get from theglasstoystore.com. That's my store. Theglasstoystore.com. And it's a long handle. It's about yay long, about 14 inches. And it's got a handle, and then it's got like these little glass balls that are all connected. And it's like in a slight arch. And I reach around as I'm on my left side, and I've got my
demonstrating now.
Right leg up across his body. I will take my glass toy and I'll stick it in my wet pussy and I'll start fucking myself with the glass toy. And then he'll be like, fuck yourself harder. And then he squeezes just a
Richard
little bit more.
Richard is getting antsy.
And so at that point I'll be like, oh yes. And then I turn on the Hitachi, and that's when I start to like, oh God, now we're going for gold. Because I'll fuck
it's
myself.
It's not just gold, it's platinum, baby.
No, this is good. This is good. It'd be like, yeah. Be
God's my, about to show
like,
up in
that
clip.
Be my good little slut. Be my dirty little whore for me. I'm like, oh, yes, okay, okay, yes, daddy.
I was waiting for that one. Yes, daddy.
Oh, getting all hot. He'll squeeze harder. And this is the point at which my circulation and my, like, he never cuts off my breathing, but it'll start to cut off my circulation. There's a special way to do it. That's, yes. This is the best way.
The husband
so
does
that
it.
Way
it's
it kind of it kind of gives
heightens
you that
orgasm.
Little, and then he'll start to say, yeah, you're my dirty little whore. Look at your pussy getting wet because I'm fucking you so hard. I'm going to have him all fuck you so good. And like, oh God. And I'm like, and I'll fuck myself even harder with the glass toy. Vibrated on my clit literally within 4 minutes. I am fucking coming. I spasm.
Hallelujah.
When I when
do you
I
do this
come,
while you're reading comic books or before?
No, the comic books come after.
Because yeah. I could see you afterwards. Like reading comic books while you're
okay,
doing
thanks.
This.
I'm good. All right, comic book time.
He knows when to stop. Like he'll be watching yeah, television right. And I'll be like, baby, just help me. Right? I'm not kidding.
And, like,
and he'll be like, all right. Because yeah.
We can pause
he'll
TV
wait
now.
Until I start to like, you know, really get into it. And then he'll pause for the last 2 minutes.
I'll pause the game.
Okay, you're done. Go back to your show.
play. It's great. And but the thing is, it's like this. I tease him all the time because he was just saying this the other day. I was walking out of bed this morning, out of the bedroom, and I'm like, honey, I need some more time for me. I need some more Nikki time. He's like, baby, you're making me sore. And I'm like, you knew what you were getting into when you started dating a porn star. I don't want to hear it.
Get your ass over here.
You're
take
not,
a La Vitra.
You are not allowed to complain. You knew what you were getting yourself into. Because I can come three, four times a day.
I could just
I
see
need,
like,
my God,
I could see you just
like
starting putting
12 times the other day. It was awesome.
You're my hero.
I think I could just see you starting putting
association. That's all I have to say.
I could see you just start putting Viagra in his like orange juice. Here, drink some orange juice.
It might have turned green from the blue pill, but hey, drink it.
Here, have a TV dinner. Don't mind the stuff on top. That's spices. Well, he's just walking around with boners. Oh, honey, we got to do something about
what's
that.
What's going on? For women in their sexual prime, for women who...
I think that's like your eye's age, because I'm 28 and you're what?
I'm 33 this year, 32 now, 32 this year.
Sexual prime.
I'm so only 25.
I want to.
I've been 25 for the past 25 years. Yeah. Not that long.
I like to come a lot. I do. I love to be sexual. I love to have that intimacy. And so, I mean, sometimes when you just either A, too busy, can't keep up, Hitachi is a woman's best friend, babe. Learn how to use it, utilize it.
But at the same time, don't get jealous of the Hitachi.
No, guys,
no,
get used to it.
Never.
It's totally
different.
Never,
never, never.
And I can come with the Hitachi, but not feel fulfillment. I can masturbate with my man and get the fulfillment mostly. But it is different when you have a real cock, the one that you love, the one that's your partner. That's
the one that you're used to.
Yeah. It's yeah. The one that
it's
you
like
need.
It's like
that
one that just gets the spot.
The,
my husband
the one that,
time
the one
ourselves.
That the dog doesn't drag Chew. Around the house.
Yeah. We used to time ourselves to be like, we can get this done in 3 minutes. We'd both come in 3 minutes. We're like, okay, great. Thanks. Got to go to work. Bye.
Got to go. It's true.
Is that sad?
No.
Not
I just
at
think
all.
It's funny because I was just thinking like, okay, we got 3 minutes. Hurry up.
Oh, we got 3 minutes. Do it.
Countdown. It's 2:50. 2:51. I'm trying. That's
fuck it. Let me just suck it to completion.
I always laughed at Madonna's 4 minutes to save the world. Old song. All I got 4 minutes. I was like, babe, we got till the end of the song. That's it.
Exactly.
I love the Hitachi. Guys, learn how to utilize it. Don't be scared of it. Women, don't get addicted to it.
You can get addicted to that shit.
I was. Yep. I will be the first to tell you. I was Hitachi addicted. There was
heroin.
Period
not that
of
I would
time
know.
That I could not come without it.
I went through a phase, then I'd put it away for a month. I was
you
like,
have
I
to.
Can't. To I can't. I gotta put it away for a month.
Yeah, and it is that good, ladies. Learn how to use a Hitachi.
It's a good
guys.
Use,
if
use
your woman
it with
is
care.
Overly sensitive, no, it really is. If your woman is overly sensitive
then
and she's coming just fine, hold back. Don't get her the Hitachi. Don't. I say.
Or if you do, you hide it.
Most of the time when women are that sensitive, they can't handle it anyways.
Yeah, I was used to be like that. And then, you know,
really?
Look at how corrupted I am now.
Hey, you know,
yeah, I know a certain individual I just played with where they were a little too, it was a little too much for them. I was surprised. I was like, wow,
yeah.
Really?
When I first started, like, Raylene was like, oh, it's too much for you. I'm like, yeah, it is. Just grind on me,
but it wasn't too much for but it wasn't too much for Raylene.
No,
she's the one that broke me in. Raylene, it's all your fault. Ruined me.
So use with care.
Don't have her yet?
And we love it. We both give it thumbs up. 5 out of 5 stars.
2 thumbs up. Siskel and Ebert. Oh wait, is one of them dead? My bad.
Drugstore.com. You can go buy it. I know that there are cordless versions. Maybe
Amazon.
But nothing can outdo the actual Hitachi.
They'll be on most of your porn stars' wish lists, yeah. Even if they have 2 or 3. So, they're still on there.
So go find Allison Moore at
AllisonMooreXXX.com and Twitter. Oh, stop. You're getting me excited. I like it. Twitter is AllisonMooreXXX. All right, bitch, you're hogging
what?
It.
No,
pass it
you
over.
Can have it. Yes. Find me on Twitter, NikkiHunter.com, NikkiHunter, at NikkiHunter. Fuck this. I'm out of here. JulieLand.com. We'll see you guys soon. Oh, give it here.